Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, ladies, welcome back to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. Andrea and I are both here today in this episode, and this is the conclusion, the bow that wraps up our 12-week podcast series on the wellness legacy, which was a very profound experience for us as hostesses.
Yeah, I will often say I don't qualify myself as an emotional person typically. Like, I like to sometimes suppress tears, but there were so many times when, like, oh man, like I just felt like bawling, like just listening to the stories. And so, yeah, if, as you're listening to this, if you had that reaction too, let us know if you needed to bring the tissues to some of these stories. Yeah. But yeah, just, I don't know, just hearing how God worked in each story is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree with that. And some of these women, Andrea and I have tightly knitted relationships with, and other we don't. We have just met them through social media. And you know, the amazing thing about how God linked us together with them, but really how he links all of his daughters together in one way or another, which the enemy likes to say otherwise. He likes to keep us alone and divided.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, one thing we hear over and over again, especially in the, from the women in our membership, is like how alone they felt, or just thinking that they were the only one who felt the way they felt. And it was interesting because we recorded all these stories, especially together. Like, to me, it was almost like a magnifying glass on how the enemy likes to use, like, similar, like pretty much the same or very similar things over and over and over again, and how we're not alone. Like, that's, if you had listened to the episode where we set this up, I mean, that was the heart behind this series, right? It was to let our listeners know that, to let you know that wherever you are not alone, that there is at least one person in this world who gets it, who knows exactly what you are going through and thinking and feeling, and what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah. And to put some context around it, we recorded these podcasts over a series of about 10 days. So there were some days where we had 3 and 4 back-to-back podcasts that we were recording. And it, what was so beautiful to me is how the Lord pre-scripted these, and how he just allowed commonalities to populate. You know, we gave everybody a list of questions that we would go over, and then just left it up to the Holy Spirit to guide the topics. And then to hear some, like, if you heard anything thematic through these stories and common words like layers and onions and just things like that, that was all the Holy Spirit. That had nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm. And the word community, I think that probably came out in like every, I think in every story was the need for community, and that, yes, trying to go it alone, it, like, it is isolating, but it keeps you isolated.
Yes. Yes. And you know, you said it a few minutes ago when you were talking about, mm-hmm, the enemy and how he just keeps telling, mm-hmm, us the same things over and over again. It's because he's not creative. He just, mm-hmm, he only has a limited script of where he can come in. You know, our circumstances can change, but if you go back to your life, whoever you are listening to this, if you go back to your, mm-hmm, life and you kind of play back the reels of your thoughts, it, your limiting thoughts are typically very similar and rooted in one core belief that you have about yourself that's not accurate. And so the enemy just, he just stays there doing this, looking for opportunities.
I just think like he doesn't necessarily even have to be creative, because just saying the same thing over and over again clearly has worked, which yeah, it's like, that's clever. It's also maddening at the same time and frustrating. But I think that actually plays into why we tend to stay stuck for so long in the things that we struggle with, is because that repetition, like we start to take it on as our own voice instead of, wait, that's not for me. You know, I think if it was so out there, and if he was always like switching up the words, I think we'd kind of be onto it sooner than just something that is like, we love repetition. You know, think about how many times your kids want to listen to the same song over. Can we listen to it again, Mom? Put it on again. You know?
Yes.
Right? Like there's something about repetition that, I don't know, something in our DNA that God put in place, and the enemy just kind of capitalizes on that.
Yes. And the flip side of that is the repetition that the Lord has to give to us. Like when you said that, I'm thinking about my kids and how many times I'm like, did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? You know, and how many times the Lord is saying, let it go, give it to me, give it to me. And how we're like, oh yeah, I mean, I did that. Like, but I brushed my teeth with just like water. Doesn't that count? And God's like, no. And I'm like, no. So that repetition, kind of remembering that characteristic of our Lord too, and how he wants to pursue our hearts, listening to his repetition, not the repetition of the enemy's lies. Yeah.
So I know I'm kind of cracking up because last night we were at a baseball dinner thing, and friends of ours, we literally had that toothbrush conversation. Like, how is it that every single day, not only once, but twice a day, we are asking our kids to brush it? Why do I need to do that?
Yeah. It's like, can you not smell and taste your breath? Like, first of all, or the caterpillars like, on your teeth.
Do you want your teeth to rot?
Yeah. I still wonder, that's a question I'm going to ask when I get to heaven. Like, God, why did you give us adult teeth at such a young age? Like,
oh yeah.
Adult teeth until we're 25.
Or why couldn't we have a third set? But anyway, we digress. So yeah, hopefully just, again, that if you listen to the whole series, or if you haven't, if this is the first time you're listening to us, to go back and just listen to the stories that are shared. And we hope that it's a blessing to you as you listen to them, that the Lord also uses it to confirm an answer to prayer, maybe that you've probably been praying over and over again. I know like one of the things that just stood out hugely to me and is a prayer, something God has like consistently put on my heart, for women that we get to work with, is just that it's like that fear piece that was addressed, like how we let fear stop us from actually making the changes that we know we need to make, like, or we might dip our toe in, but then we don't go any further. And like the image that comes to mind is like, so often it's so easy for us to stay in this fortress that we think is keeping us safe, but it's actually stopping us from experiencing the freedom that the Lord would have for us. So, you know, we asked each of our guests at the end, right, of the episode, is how would you encourage a woman that is in where you were? And I think I just want to speak to that, is that if you're listening and if you know that there's fears that you feel afraid to let people in to whatever is going on, or if you feel afraid to try one more time to break free of that stinking diet cycle and emotional eating pattern, because all you can think about is all the times that you've tried and it hasn't happened, is that leaning into the fear and working through it, that is where you're going to find the freedom. And it's not easy, you know, it's not a cakewalk, but it's, you know, it's literally going into that promised land that God has for you. It's breaking through that Jericho. And yeah, yeah, sometimes we have to circle seven times around it before those walls come tumbling down, but they will.
Yeah. The only path to guaranteed failure is to stop. You know, we have to keep going and leaning into the fear and leaning into the Lord and how he wants us to keep going. And that's, you know, something we talk about with our group members is, mm-hmm. you know, this journey to become wholly healthy. It's a lifelong process. It's, you know, we're constantly, because we live in a sin-sick world and because we live in flesh, we constantly have to be aware and working towards our health and how to let go of fears and how to every day just lay our life down for the Lord and what he wants us to do, even if it's painful, even if we don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's so much exactly. harder to do that without community.
Mm-hmm.
We can sort of ish and do yeah. it that way. But you know, there's God created Eve because Adam was lonely. You know, he created
poor Adam.
Yeah. Sweet little Adam. he created community mm-hmm. very early on. You know,
well, I think even him, like the Trinity, yes. he's community. God is community.
Yes. And we lose sight of that because that's, you know, there's so many things that populate for women. And again, the spin cycle of the enemy's lives for us is mm-hmm. you're the only one. Nobody else knows. Nobody else understands. Nobody cares. You know, mm-hmm. how many times have I had that thought? Nobody cares. Nobody really cares. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just acting that way. They're not really invested in you or, you know, all those lies that we just spin around and around and around. When we're in a community of believers, it helps to have those outside eyes to say, oh, okay, nope, that's not reality here. That's the enemy spin cycling.
You know, God is just even reminding me. I mean, that is actually even how this Holy Healthy Christian Mom started. Because yeah. if you haven't caught that episode, like way back earlier this year, where we shared about this partnership that Aaron and I, well, that the Lord had Aaron and I form. It's because like he had told me, okay, stop investing in business coaches for a time, like not forever, but for a time so that I could hear him. But I was like, I will fail if I do not have someone holding me accountable. And I knew I needed the right person to do that. And so he had dropped Aaron in my mind and reached out. And then like one thing led to another. And here we are forming the Holy Healthy Christian Moms community and membership program. But that's, yeah, like that is the heart. It's like, I knew I would fail. Like even if I let myself, like Aaron, I don't even know where I would be to this day if we did not team up. I mean, I know I would be floundering.
Yeah, I agree.
I would be floundering again. Yeah.
And I had support before we teamed up. This is speaking mm-hmm. to the community piece, mm-hmm. but it was never, for me, it was never the proper or the right support. I was just grabbing at support wherever the shiny support mm-hmm. object came. And a big part of that, why that did not work for me is because it wasn't community with a Jesus living and breathing person who understood the importance that I needed of everything I do in my business be Jesus driven and not me driven.
Yeah. And likewise, like I've definitely grabbed at those, the support shiny object things too. And I know like for me, even in this journey of us working together, like it's actually helped me be more intentional about what other kind of community or support do I look for? So instead of just jumping at it, it's like, does this actually align with where the Lord would lead me or the kind of support that he would have me go after in the season. Yeah. So it's, I think, and that is also the heart behind the Holy Healthy Christian Moms membership too.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. And as you're saying this, it's just Andrea and I, when we do our fitting calls with women who are interested in becoming Holy Healthy Christian Mom members or two-on-one coaching. Because of those experience, Andrea and I both had with the shiny support systems, objects grabbing out there. We are very intentional about making sure that we feel the Lord calling us to, first of all, even have a conversation with this person. And second of all, if we have the conversation and it's not the right fit, then it's not going to work for anybody. And so from our experiences, that's kind of what we've gleaned, that the women in the membership have to be delivered to us by God. And it has to be very clear. They have to be ready to join and link arms with us. And we're not going to, we don't just say, okay, Susie, come on in. You know, we vet people to make sure that they're the appropriate, that they're at the appropriate place in their life to come into the community and get what they are looking for and craving. And sometimes it, we might have a conversation and I might be like, hey, you know, work through a little bit. 6 months later, this might be a better fit. Mm-hmm. We want to be very intentional about preserving what the Lord has given us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has been beautiful to see, like, the women that are, that God has moved into the position where this membership is literally an answer to prayer, because that's what it is all about. It's, and we say that on the calls with potential members, is like, we want this to feel like it's literally an answer to prayer. So it becomes like a no-brainer, right? It's like, why wouldn't I receive the answer to the prayer that I've been praying? Because it makes all the difference. And because we want to guard as much as we can humanly to preserve the integrity of that community, because it is the Lord's. And so that's why it's so critical to make sure, and this is an encouragement as you're listening to this, like, our membership might not be the right fit. Mm-hmm. For you. We know there's many other solutions out there. So this is also an encouragement, is like, when you are at the place where you recognize, okay, I can't do this solo. I can't figure out whatever the struggle is on my own, that you ask, if you aren't already, ask God to give you the solution that is for you. And he will be faithful to do that. And to ask him to be very clear about what that would look like. Like, and that's what I've learned through this process. I have to have an understanding about what does that support I need look like now, so that when the solution comes to me, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a no-brainer. Of course I'm going to do this. It's exactly what I was praying for. And it makes all the difference in the world, because from experience, too many times of latching onto that shiny object syndrome, which to me is like rife in diet culture, which is why so many struggle, that is why it is not going to work. It's because we're making decisions based on like surface level stuff instead of the Lord actually directing the steps.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking earlier today about how, what we offer, you can imagine it as like college level classes. Just, you know, picture that in your mind, that we are like at a collegiate level of the services we're offering. Well, if somebody's in middle school or elementary school, they're going to feel overwhelmed and like, whoa, this is way over my head. I'm not at this place. I am still here and I still have more growing and learning and maturing to do. And that's kind of what we're speaking to here, that there are women who fit in this place and there are women who just have to grow into it a little bit more. And we don't ever want to pressure or push somebody. I cannot say that enough, because there's a lot of that out there too. One of the things that really came out to me in these stories is just the word redeemed, especially with one of the podcasts we had recently about living a life working for God instead of living a life with God, just being with God, and just how God has used these women and their faithfulness and redeemed some of these just, I can't even put words to some of the stories and the content of what these women have gone through. And because of their faithfulness, he's redeemed them, because he loves us so much.
Yeah. You know, it was coming to mind is just even, like obviously we release these on a weekly basis, but you know, it might be interesting if you listen to these on a weekly basis to go back and even listen to them kind of all together, if you have the time to do that, and just see maybe what God highlights to you in a different way. Cause it's really easy. I think that's one of the reasons why these things are coming out so clearly to us, is doing them all together in such a short time period. Whereas you know, listening to them on a weekly basis in the midst of like all the other things that are going on and all the messages. So yeah, that's just an encouragement, or something that might be helpful if you're like, I feel like there's something there that listening to them all together, God may speak to you in a different way, or there may be like that nugget or answer to prayer, or just confirmation of something that may stand out to you as well.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we would love to extend the invitation here in this podcast that if the Lord is just stirring something inside you and you're ready for community, you're ready to explore what the Holy Healthy Christian Moms membership looks like, or you're just ready for someone to say, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the right thing, but we can help point you in a direction. If you're ready to have that conversation, we are excited and more than willing to have a conversation with you, whether it's Holy Healthy Christian Moms or something else. We just, we want to meet women where they are. So yeah, so if you're ready to jump in and get on the board of being holy healthy in all areas, we're ready for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yep. So this is the bow on the series, and you'll just have to stay tuned to hear what's coming next.
Yes. And you'll hear how to get in touch with us in our little outro. But you know, you're more than welcome in our community, our free Facebook community, and everything else is going to be in the little post roll extra. So thank you guys for being with us today.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.